Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to North San Diego Business at Large, where each week you'll meet some of the movers and shakers in the North San Diego County business community. North San Diego Business at Large is sponsored by Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Visit syndicatingyourcontent.com for more information.
Good afternoon, I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from Carlsbad, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a North San Diego County business owner, I'd appreciate you hitting that Tweet This button and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. The number is 646-929-0096, or you can send me a question via the chat room. It's open. And if you like the show, you can always follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page, and of course you can subscribe via iTunes. Today my guest is Rich Gaines of Mind Money Strategy, and you know, from his second year at Southwestern University School of Law, Rich knew that working with the tax law to benefit people in protecting and preserving their wealth for generations was his passion. And he also understands what business owners want. They need protection and security. They need independence and time. We all love freedom and fun. I know that for sure. And who wouldn't want to have a little bit more certainty in our business? So by positively building up a person's future while maximizing tax savings and protecting that wealth, it's been his mission ever since to take care of the small business owner that way. To further his career, Rich pursued and received a Master of Laws in Taxation from the Denver University School of Law. Rich worked for a national CPA firm and then spent several years with prestigious law firms before establishing a private practice in Carlsbad. So Mind, Money, and Strategy is all about building wealth, overcoming obstacles, and keeping more of what you earn. And he's got a really great take on how you can bring about more stability in your business. So, Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Deb. It's great to be here, and appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners and provide some great value for everyone.
Yes, and Rich and I know each other. We're fellow Toastmasters here in San Diego County. So I think I may have even competed against you in some of the competitions through the years.
I think you have, and most of the time you usually beat me out.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think we're 50-50. Let's go for that.
50-50. It's a lot of fun. So, Toastmasters is a great organization.
It is, and it really helps with your speaking skills, and I know that's something that we're going to be talking about today. So, you know, I've given them a brief idea of your background, but you want to be really helping entrepreneurs in a much different way than not only with their tax and wealth advisory, right?
Absolutely. That's really what the impetus of the Mind Money Strategy was, is that we saw very often how business owners were doing the same things over and over again and getting the same result. And I have to say that I was one of those business owners. And it wasn't until I really started to get a better awareness of the processes for how a business operates, but also the thinking that goes into who we are as business owners, that you know, the whole dynamic around having a successful business and growing it, protecting it, having the money that you want, turning that money into what I call wealth and values, beliefs and traditions, that that whole dynamic started to change. And so what we ended up doing is, let me just give you a little context that when we talk about, you know, what is my why, what is my cause, why am I doing this, what's so important mm-hmm. to me, you know, I've been in this business for over 30 years. And as I've gotten older, I see more and more how families get ripped apart, businesses can fall apart. There's a lot of arguments that happen. In today's times, of course, as you know, here in California, lawsuits are made easy. And
yes.
I hate conflict. I think conflict is unnecessary. I think it's avoidable. And there's an incredible opportunity in families to grow and protect and nourish that money and that wealth that they value so much, that fun and that freedom. And so it was that background and that passion that I created this Mind Money Strategy concept, which is effectively blending the idea of looking at ourselves, looking at how we behave, in our patterns, how we think, and overcoming obstacles and allowing ourselves to move forward into making money and keeping money.
Yeah, so what do you think some of the biggest mistakes are that business owners make in that regard for making and keeping their money?
Well, one of the top mistakes, and this is a tip that I like to talk about a lot, is a concept we call source and use of funds. And the example I like to give is if you loaned me a dollar and you knew that I was going to pay that dollar back, the question is, do you consider that a source of funds or a use of funds? And most people would say that that's a source of funds because you know you're going to get paid back the dollar. You might even get interest on it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that we have to turn that thinking around and we have to look at it as what I call a use of funds. And the reason it's a use of funds is because I have your dollar. And if I have your dollar, you don't have it to use.
Right.
And when you don't have it to use, you don't get to invest it. You don't get to
mm-hmm.
put it into your business. You don't get to, you know, do the things that you want to do with it. I have the use of it. So now it's funds that I get to do with what I want. And how that relates to businesses is cash flow and accounts receivable. And this is a huge area. I think a lot of us in business were concerned about making sure that, you know, we get business and that we're nice to our clients and we're delivering good value. And a lot of times what we'll do is we'll sacrifice our cash flow for those more goodwill gestures. And cash flow is what I call king. Cash flow is what I call king. Yeah. It's when you are running an accounts receivable, you can be broke. You think you're making money. You know, you think you've sold the product and you think you've done the service and you think you've got the money, but in reality, it isn't in your pocket. And so to me, this idea of cash flow is king, source of use and funds is a huge tip that I think business owners can benefit from. And there's a lot of ways that they can approach how to adjust their cash flow. So it may be something as simple as you get a 50% deposit up front. You may take a 25% piece when you deliver some of the services or a portion of the product, depending upon the nature of the business and how they operate. You may do a discount for people to pay all up front. So now the cash is in your pocket and you can do with it as you please. And so there's a lot of different ways that people can think about how to improve their cash flow, because improving the cash flow is, you know, how you keep the lights on and how you make sure that you can do things in the future for the company.
Do you really see small business owners not taking a deposit up front for their work?
I would say that a lot of business owners do take some kind of deposits, but it becomes a question of, you know, time and then how do they continue to collect afterward. So I had that experience in my company. I was doing a 50% deposit for mm-hmm. a will and trust and estate plan, and we would go through the initial questionnaire and everything and get it done, and then I would do the other 50% when the client came in to sign. Well, what would happen from a cash flow perspective is the client might take a month or 2 months to make decisions that were very important decisions, and so I'm sitting there going, well, this is great. You know, I've done work. It's all ready to go. The client isn't making the appointment. They haven't, you know, decided on one particular piece of what they want to do, and so the other 50% of the cash flow has not been collected.
Right.
What we decided to do is to change that model where when we deliver documents for the review, we do another 25% charge. And so now if the client takes longer to ultimately come in to sign, we only have a 25% deficit, if you will, which is not, you know, it's not horrendous from the cash flow perspective.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So
I think it's the accounts receivable that's more concerning. I think we see a lot of people where there's accounts receivable in their business,
right.
And accounts receivable, again, are, you know, an uncollected cash. And so
right.
It's really important, I think, to come up with the idea that you want to convert those accounts receivable into actual cash for your business.
And so what other things are you helping business owners with outside of their cash flow?
Well, we have three primary platforms that we work off of. We deliver for entrepreneurs and small business owners who might be struggling or they're just starting out and they're not sure what to do. We have a book coming out called The Magic of Money, and we have an online program called A Business Quick Start. And basically, these books and online programs have many action strategies. The book has 21. The online business quick start has 30 action strategies, all designed around three primary platforms. The first is planning. The second is overcoming some of the barriers or obstacles that hold us back from getting everything that we want. And the third is making money. And making money gets into things like sales and systems of your business so that your business runs efficiently, you're getting the leads that you want, you understand how to convert those leads, so you are bringing in the revenue into the business. And most importantly is the fourth part of the platform, which is the keeping of the money. And that's another place where we see a lot of damage being done, that people will, I like to call it, they're running on the hamster wheel, and they're
right.
making sales and making sales and making sales, and they don't realize there's a hole in the bucket. And the money is just falling out of the hole in the bucket, and they're not sure why they're struggling and having difficulties. And so the fourth area of our platform or our deliverables is in the keeping of the money. And that's traditionally where all of the legal and tax strategies, investing strategies, things like that, that's been the core of what we provide is, you know, how do you make sure that you keep that money, that you're utilizing it to the highest and best use, that you're developing it inside your family, you're growing the wealth inside your family, you're teaching your kids the right financial education, and all of these things that are really, really important to how a family and a business can grow its wealth and make sure that they, you know, that it doesn't get lost at the end of the day when, you know, they want to sell the company or that they're going to retire or whatever it is that is their plan for their business, and to make sure that that money is used for their best benefit rather than someone else's, that they're controlling it and not someone else. And so that's real exciting work. And if I can just touch just quickly and take off on that for just a moment. You know the old saying, Ben Franklin, the penny saved is a penny earned.
Right.
The more and more I drilled down into that thought, and I started to realize, you know, the question I always ask myself is, you know, how as a tax person can I help people make money? You know, it's not a sale, it's not a marketing, it's not, you know, we're not promoting, it's tax, right? And so we're more in the saving of the money. And it occurred to me, yeah, and so it occurred to me that it's really the opposite side of the same coin. In fact, it might even be better, and here's why. Once you make that dollar, if I keep that dollar in your pocket, you don't ever have to worry about that dollar again. You don't have
right.
to spend money for client acquisition cost. That money is now not going to taxes. It's not going to creditors. And so that dollar truly is money that you are keeping. It is earned, it's in your pocket, and it's not being ripped up. And so in some ways, keeping that dollar in your pocket is easier than going out and finding a new dollar.
Right.
And so,
yeah,
so
I mean, I think we're always focused on lead generation, aren't we?
Exactly. Where's the next sale? Where's the next sale? Is it going to be a new client acquisition? Do we go to our old client base? And, you know, and so that's the problem. And so the money that we've made keeps being regenerated into new clients, new clients, new clients. Well, what we want to emphasize is that if we can make those dollars work by building up assets and building up revenue and building up making money without you having to go out and do the labor work and the client acquisition cost, you know, now you're getting money, making money work for you. And that's one of our brands, our taglines that we love to talk about with people.
So how are you suggesting then that they go out and get that new money? I mean,
well, get,
but we're outside of, I mean, I guess looking for lead generation. I mean, how does that tie into the Mind Money Strategy site that you have?
So the getting new clients and making money is the third component of the Mind Money Strategy. So it is about making money. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you don't continue to do the activities to make money. That's the third spoke of the wheel. And, you know, all the traditional sources, whether it's social media and your traditional sales, networking, leverage, you know, leveraging people that you know, your relationships, the systems that you build inside your company, those are all really, really important to have. And the better off, you know, the better you are having systemized your company, creating scripts, doing all of that, you know, obviously it's going to be easier to go out and make those sales and make the money. So the Mind Money Strategy encompasses that, but it also encompasses the ideas about, so as an example, overcoming some behavioral barriers. So one of the behavioral barriers that we focus on is what I call the crybaby. And crybabies are what? They're babies that need immediate gratification. You know, babies that cry want it now. They want it now. They're expressing dissatisfaction. I need, you know, need attention. I need to be taken care of. And fortunately or unfortunately, many people in behavioral economics, they kind of act like crybabies. It's all about their immediate gratification. And so they're always looking at, you know, what can I do for myself? We talk about, you know, people will go on a vacation. They'll spend more time looking and researching for their vacation than they will researching what they want to do with their business and putting the plans in place. And so in order to overcome the crybaby, we want to create security. And one of the ways we create security is by creating plans for them. And so when you have those plans and you know exactly how you're going to move your business forward and what you have to do, it gives you confidence and it gives you certainty about what's going to happen. And I think that that certainty and that confidence is a great way for people to realize that, you know, they can do more investment into themselves and their company than worrying about, you know, the next dollar and where it's going to come from. And that's, well, I shouldn't say maybe more. It's just as valuable to educate yourself and learn and develop your own skills and things that are important, and knowing that the outcome, or at least having the faith that the outcome will be certain, is very, very powerful to doing the actions that are necessary and continuing to do the actions that are necessary, the perseverance and the discipline to continue to work the business, even when it seems like, you know, things might be having trouble and other challenges or potential obstacles that we may think. So part of, again, the Mind Money Strategy is to work with people in overcoming some of these behavioral barriers and the thinking that goes on, and we call it the clogs and the rust in our heads, and working through some of those principles, you know, that, you know, why is it that, so we have like a character, we have different characters that we provided for all this stuff, which is kind of cool, it makes it fun, like a rock star, you know, what are rock stars like in their personality? You know, they're big and they're outrageous and they love to spend money and they party and they have fun, right? And at the end of the day, you know, what happens? They're broke.
Yep.
Because nobody's taking care of them. They don't, you know, they haven't taken care of themselves. And so we identify these different personality traits. We identify some of these areas in how people were brought up. And the more awareness that we get in that, the better off we're able to overcome some of those barriers and completely change, you know, how we approach the way we do business and how we think about ourselves, the confidence that we have, the clarity that we use. So it's very exciting work.
And you have an event coming up in October. Is it Magic of Speaking?
Correct.
And that isn't that part of the mindset that you mentioned earlier in our discussion, where people have the opportunity to really get some practice and be able to feel a lot more confident about themselves and the manner in which they speak and what kind of language they're using and interactions that they're having. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that event?
Thank you. I would love to. I hit a point in my life where I was in a significant transition. I'd been doing what I'd been doing for a very long time, about 23 years. And I'll never forget one day I was sitting at my computer and I was kind of looking out the window and I realized I just can't do this for the next 25 years the same way. Something had to change. I was changing, and I knew deep down that there had to be something bigger, something better, a different way that I could provide value to people on a broader scale, a way that we could use all of the talent and knowledge and experience in the industry and provide it in a different way. And as I started my journey of what I call transformation and looking at what was truly important in life and in people, I joined an organization where I trained for over 5 years in learning what we call full-body communication, which is using our body to communicate intentionally and purposefully. And I found that when I watch people, they're very unintentional in how they use their body and their gestures. And it and the other thing was the use of the speaking area, the stage itself. And there's very special and specific ways and techniques to deliver a message with very intentionally and purposefully that can make the message more impactful and more powerful. So the seminar that I'm doing in October is a one-day seminar, and it is called The Magic of Speaking. The goal of the seminar is to, or the benefits of the seminar that that the participants will receive are, number one, they get to get up on stage multiple times using a microphone, getting comfortable being on stage, getting over overcoming some of those anxieties and fears of being up on stage. We'll be doing a lot of skills and exercises in the full-body communication. And that's one thing that I really want to emphasize is that my seminars are very fun and very interactive. We call it experiential learning, where you're engaged and you're involved in the activities. So there's very little lecture. You're not sitting and just taking notes and falling asleep. You're very engaged. There's no downtime. It's a lot of fun. It's very exciting. And so some of the things we do is we drill down into some of the skills in this full-body communication, also learning how to use the stage, again, more intentionally. There's actually very specific dynamics around the stage. And a lot of times when people understand it, you know, that it's very difficult for them to watch other speakers doing it wrong after that. So it kind of creates a little bit of a paradox there, but in a fun way. And then they also get to put together a 3 to 5 minute speech for themselves and using the different techniques. So when we talk about the magic of speaking, and somebody may say, well, it sounds like a speaking course, and you know, how does that relate to money? And of course, and the tie-in is that if you are better able to communicate, if you're better able to connect, and if you're better able to deliver your message, what kind of benefits would that mean for you? Better relationships, better ability to talk about your business, more potentially and more influence with the people that you're talking to, the ability to get more clients, and ultimately, you know, more clients can mean more money. So speaking is very, very powerful.
Yeah, I've often thought that the speaking is one of the best ways to generate leads for your business. I mean, when you're standing up there on stage, and especially if you're going through a program like this where you're building up that confidence and learning the techniques, it's a very commanding position to be in, and it's good for your business. I mean, it's just a great way to generate leads for your business.
It's a great way to generate leads for your business, and it can help in really any different form of how you're communicating that to people. So it can be that 30-second commercial. It can be in the situations where maybe you are doing a very technical presentation, but learning how to make it a little more fun and lively. Or, of course, you know, when you're in front of larger audiences and being able to connect with them and command what you're doing for your business. We get away from the traditional mode of the speaking, which is the PowerPoint and the podium. And I don't use either of those platforms. Because I've just decided that it's not what I want to do. It's very limiting having those forms of communication. And so when I'm on stage, it's more about how I use my body to communicate the message visually give people a visual in addition to the spoken word. And then we get them engaged. We get them doing exercises.
Yes, I think those of us who are involved in the technology community, it's even more important for us to get some sort of training like that, because a lot of the times I've seen it happen many times where we slip into geek speak and all of a sudden we're speaking above everybody's head and everybody's looking around going, what is that person talking about? So it seems to me if you're in the technical fields, the technology fields, this would be a great program to go through.
It's great for people in technology. It's great for people, of course, who have businesses. It's great for people who are salespeople, because the salespeople can understand, you know, how to make their salesmanship even more effective. And, you know, most salespeople I know, they're very good. They, you know, they're dynamic and they're very connected relationship-wise. You know, that's what makes them good salespeople. And so this just gives them additional tools that they can use to further, you know, what they're doing and how they're doing it. I guess the thing that I want to emphasize is it creates intention. It creates purpose for what we're doing when we're talking to people and being in front of people. And I think there's a massive gap. I've done a lot of work and research and just, you know, watching people. And I think there's a massive gap between, you know, our entire way of how we learn in our educational system and what we're taught and how to be, you know, speaking, and from the opportunities that can exist, which is the experiential learning environment.
So for the listeners who want to find out more information about your event in October, how do they reach out to you? They contact you? Is there a web page they can go to?
There is. The web page is www.legacy, and that's L-E-G-A-C-Y, legal, events, that's with an S, .com. So it's www.legacylegalevents.com, and they can get more information about it. They can register. They can opt in to get connected to us and join us in October. So it's October 24th. Again, it's a one-day program, roughly from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And there is,
Well, I think maybe for the listeners, it'll be a lot easier for you if you find it at mindmoneystrategy.com and look under the seminars that Rich offers, and you'll find it goes right there to that page for you. So, Rich.
So I got to interrupt you there, because we don't have the Mind Money Strategy website quite up yet. We're almost there.
Yeah, you do.
So,
well,
oh, I do.
But I can't,
well,
I can't get it to you through. So here's actually the URL. It's pages.legacylegalevents.com/rich-gains-october-event. And I realize you still have a couple of things left to do on that page, but the URL you gave out, unfortunately, is not bringing up a page for me. So don't you just hate that?
I don't like that. Yeah, legacylegalevents.com, huh?
Well, the pages part. I didn't try Legacy Legal Events, but I tried the pages dash or pages dot that you gave out, and I just want to make sure that the people can find you quickly. So,
yeah, if
legacy,
they go to pages.legacylegalevents.com, Rich Gaines October event. Yeah, that pulls it up.
And legacylegalevents.com pulls it up perfectly. So let's Legacy Legal Events, everyone. And I can attest to Rich's experience, because I've known him for years. I've watched him perform in several contests. And it sounds like a really great event that people are going to get a lot of great information from, that will let them really be able to go out there with confidence and speak in any situation. Like you said, so many situations you don't even think about that you need speaking skills. But I think one of them is that 30-second commercial that we all work on.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of interaction, a lot of opportunity, like I said, to get up on stage. And so, you know, there's not a lot of sitting time. And that's something that's very exciting in the kind of work that I'm doing in my seminars.
Excellent. So legacylegalevents.com. Rich, it's been so nice to have you on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk with me about what you're up to.
Well, thank you, Deb. I appreciate being on the show, and it's been a great time and fabulous. I've really enjoyed it, and I certainly hope that the listeners got a lot of value out of it.
I'm sure they did. So, go ahead.
May I leave with one quick thing?
Sure.
Or is there not enough time? No,
there's enough time if it's quick.
So I just want to end with this idea that it's about taking control and living your vision, having fun, and building a legacy that will make you proud. And that's our motivation. That's what we want to see for people, and to go on the journey together.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Rich, for being a guest. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Deb. Appreciate it.
And that is our show for this week. You can join me each Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific time. If you have an idea for the show, a business owner you think I should interview, or you just want to talk to me about the show, you can feel free to contact me. My number is 760-729-6647, or send me an email, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at NorthSanDiegoBusiness.com. Until next week, I hope you have a safe and prosperous week. North San Diego Business at Large is produced by Deborah Simpson and Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Please feel free to leave your comments below.